Welcome to the forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins, and joining me today is State Representative Avery Bourne. Avery, thank you so much for stopping by to talk.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No problem. Last we spoke, we didn't touch on this specifically, but it's something we wanted to get into during our chat this month. I believe there was legislation before the session ended to address school resource officers, and that legislation did not pass?
Correct. So I'm a member of the School Safety Task Force, and it's a bipartisan, bicameral group of legislators who our goal is to get together and get to the root of what causes school violence that we're seeing and what we can actually do to combat it instead of some of these politically motivated pieces of legislation that we've seen come forward. This was a bill that I introduced that had the consensus of that task force that said, right now, the state is really strapped for cash, schools are really strapped for cash, but we want to give schools the opportunity to use some funds they're already getting to use those for school resource officers and for mental health professionals, because that's another area that we've seen schools may need. This is not at all the whole fix, but what it does currently for counties like Montgomery County that have the 1% sales tax for facilities, they can only use that for the buildings. But we said part of these school safety initiatives is hardening the target, which is hardening the facility so that folks can't get in there to cause violence. And so one of those is securing the buildings with school resource officers. So to us, it makes sense to allow them to use it for facilities and for securing the facilities. Okay. So it opens it up to that.
Sure. So yeah, so it would be basically amending the tax referendum a little bit.
It would. And I've had folks say to me, you know, we said that we passed this just for facilities and now you're going to open it up. But what we say in the legislation is it has to go back to referendum. So those counties who have done it need to go back to the members of their county and say, we would like to be able to also use this for school resource officers. What do you say? And they would have to approve it in order for it to happen.
So it would still be a ballot measure then?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and it seems, unfortunately, with all the violence that is happening in schools lately, it seems at least one way to start combating it is school resource officers, because that at least sets up a first line of defense,
yeah,
or like for a better term.
There was a piece of a resolution actually in the House that was proposed by mainly Chicago Democrats saying that school resource officers actually do nothing to secure schools. And then we saw a week later in Dixon, Illinois, there was a school resource officer who was able to stop a shooter. I don't think anyone was seriously injured, including the shooter. He,
right.
I think, shot him in the leg, but nothing life-threatening, and saved so many. I mean, we don't even know how many lives that he saved. And so they are effective. And especially having someone in the schools who knows the students, who is there when you need them, I think could be crucially important.
And it would it be like retired law enforcement, or do you know kind of what the qualifications would be for those officers?
There are some qualifications and some training that's involved, which I think is important. So you're not having someone
anybody
just in there, you know, trying to do a good deed, but we need folks to be trained. So there are some qualifications that would have to go through the same hiring process that the school goes through now. So I think there are some good safety measures involved with that too.
Sure. Do you see that coming up again during the next session, or maybe even sometime within the next year?
I hope so. This is a conversation we're continuing. We introduced it at the end of the session because that's when our group finally had consensus. I still think there's more work to do. And only about half the counties in Illinois have this 1% sales tax, so it doesn't even apply to the whole state. So there's still more ideas that we have on how we can open up more resources for those counties as well.
Sounds good. Another bill, this one did get signed recently by Governor Rauner. It was a bill addressing the statewide teacher shortage, and this was legislation that you sponsored.
Yeah, we've had this conversation before about the teacher shortage. There's still a lot more to do, but hopefully this will bring folks from other states who've gotten teacher licensures there or licenses there to come back to Illinois to teach. So it makes our license have full reciprocity with other licenses so they can come in. Again, a lot more to do, but that's a really big step. And we've seen college students leave and not necessarily want to come back. Hopefully this cuts the red tape for some of that. I know colleges in other states that might have a 5-year program to get your master's in teaching, but that program may not before this have matched up with the Illinois license. And so they would have had to take more classes on top of that. So this hopefully will make it easier for students who may have left to come back and be teachers.
Sure. Is that effective immediately, or when does that?
July 1st.
Okay. Yeah, so right now.
Right now, yes.
Sounds good. Something else we want to talk about. You've got traveling office hours beginning in August.
Yeah, this is something we love being able to do. And since we're not in session this summer, we're hoping to have more of them. And what it is we try to go to towns that we may not go to often and have a couple hours that folks can come in. If they've got questions about state agencies, if they've got questions about legislation that passed or didn't pass, or just kind of general conversation, we love having it. So we'll be scheduling those for the very end of July and the very beginning of August. So folks can watch our website and we'll be sending things out to those communities too, so that they know. Usually we're at a city hall or at a coffee shop, and folks can just stop by and talk.
Sure. Sounds good. Avery, thank you so much for joining me today. Was there anything else you wanted to mention?
Thanks so much. I think that, you know, it's probably a good thing we're not talking about getting a budget in the middle of summer. So
it is nice.
Yeah, sometimes no news is good news.
No, that's exactly right. Stay cool out there too, because I know you had a lot more parades to walk.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I love walking behind the people who have popsicles. Sometimes that helps a lot. Yeah,
absolutely. And in front of the animals who are walking.
Yes. As long as we're not behind the horses, it's a good day.
Yep, that's exactly right. Well, thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
Good luck. Again, that was State Representative Avery Bourne. And that's it for this edition of The Forum. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time, but until then, so long.